Yehudim Mishnah Yisrael Perik Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah Shoyiyorei Shema Tisaber. Rosh Hashanah Ner Tisrael. When the people were worried that maybe they'll make Rosh Hashanah the next day. In other words, it was Lamed Elul, and the Edom didn't come yet. They're not for sure that Bezdin would make today Rosh Hashanah, and they're worried maybe the first Edom will come tomorrow and the first make Lamed Aleph of Elul into Rosh Hashanah. So loch is now Miss Orev Odem Shnei Reuven. Person has the right to put down two Erevs, Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Yermin make it tonight and make a condition like this. A Ruvi Barishon Lemizrach. I want the first to say Lamed of Elul. I want to be able to go on the east side of the city. Uvasheni and Lamed Aleph Elul. I want to be able to go Lamarav on the west side of the city. Rosh the opposite way. Barishon the first day of Lamarav to go to the west side of the city. That's the side my Erev should be chal on. Uvasheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Lamizrach, I want to be able to go to the east side of the city more than 2,000 Amos. Or else he can make a Tanai Eruv of Arishan, I want the first day to have an Erev to go one side. Uvasheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Kibne'ir, I want to be like the people in my city that have a right to go 2,000 Amos on any side of the city, not one side specially. Or else Eruv of Arishani, the second day I want the Erev to be chal. Uvarishan, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Kivne Iri, I should be like without an area of Tchumim outside the city on one side, but rather have a right to go any side of the city, 2,000 Amos. So this is a view, the Shita, that when we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, each day is like a Kedusha by itself, and therefore you can make two separate areas, one for the first day, one for the second day. And it says, V'loi hoidelechacham, the Chum did not agree to Rabbi Yudin, they held no, that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is also considered like Yom HaRichtadam, like one Kedusha, and you cannot make two separate Erevs, but one Erev works for both days. The Mishnah Ches, V'yoyed Omer Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah said another Kiddush, that Mas Na'odom Al HaKalkola, the person can make a condition in order to be able to be Mafresh Trumas and Isris, if he has a basket, let's say, of fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so the Chivtek of Trumas and Isris. And we know that on Yom Tov, it's also in the Rabbanon to be Mafresh, to take off the Trumas and Isris. So again, we have these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. He holds you can make a condition like this. Be Yom Tov Rishon, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, make a condition like this. If today is Yom Tov, then you don't want to be Mafresh today. But if today is Chol, then you want the Afrosha to be Chal today, and you'll eat it first tomorrow. And that's the Mishnah says, Mas Nodem Al Kokola Be Yom Tov Rishon, Be Yochlo Vesheni, and you can eat it on the second day. The Gemara says it means that you have to make this afrosh on both days. The first day you make the afrosh and say, if it's choyl, the afrosh should be chal. If today is Yom Tov, then you don't want this afrosh to be chal. Then you do the same thing on the second day. And the Tzadik said the first day was Rosh Hashanah, so the second day is choyl, therefore you have right to be mafresh on the second day. So a manashach on the second day, you're allowed to eat it. And v'chein, the same thing of Yud holds. Beit such an old rishon, you have an egg that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yochel B'Shein, like Ramonashok, that either on the second day, because the old 1 day is, it's a Sophic Rosh Hashanah these 2 days. 1 day is Chol and 1 day is Yom Tov. So Ramonashok, by the second day, you're allowed to eat this egg. But again, for Loi Hoidelech Chom, the Chom do not agree, and they all know that these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah has a din as Yom HaRichtadami, they both have a din of Kedushim and Rabbanim, and therefore you cannot eat it, not even on the second day. Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinus Oimer. He says like this, that Ha'ivel of Ne'ateva b'yom Tov, Shorosh Hashanah, Teshlech Tziva the Davins for the Yomid on Rosh Hashanah. Oimer, he says like this in Tefillah, Hachlitzeinu Hashem Lekeinu Es Yom Rosh Hashanah Shazer, Im Hayoim Im Lamachor. That he has to speak out during Tefillah and say, he mentions Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And also, he makes like tonight, the 2 days, and say, if today is Rosh Chodesh, then today should be it. Im Lamacha, then tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Well, Lamach Raymond, the same thing, is the same thing again tomorrow. That Im Hayoim, Im Emesh. If today is the real Rosh Chodesh, then today should be Rosh Chodesh. And if it was yesterday, I did not mean it for today. But you make it on a condition. And the Mishnah says, V'loi hoidu lechachom, the Chom do not agree. And the Morah says, they argue in 2 points. That first of all, there's no Tanai. And secondly, they hold, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Since we say Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, the word Zikaron goes in Rosh Hashanah, and it also helps for Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is also called Zikaron. So therefore, we hold one time we mention Zikaron, that helps for both, for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. We do not mention Yom Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, now at the Perakavi, Mishnalev, Mi Shaitziyu Goyim Ayruach Ro. We know there's Alocha, there's such a thing as Tchum Shabbos, but you're not allowed to walk outside the city 2,000 Amos. Let's say Goyim, though, picked you up and carried you and took you outside by force, like Bar Korchom, that took you outside the city more than 2,000 Amos. Or else Ayruach Ro, and let's say a shade. They got like something grabbed hold of you, you lost your mind, and you walked outside the city more than 2,000 Amos. So Halacha is now when you become normal or the Goyim leave you there, so you find yourself now outside the city 2,000 Amos. Halacha is Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. You only have a right to walk 4 Amos where you are since you went out Chutz L'Tchum. That's the Din of Rabbanim. You cannot walk now more than 4 Amos. Hechziru, let's say the Goyim brought you back. So then Kilo Lo Yot, it's like you did not leave the city and you have a right to walk around the city and to go out of the Tchum as if you're living in the city the whole time. What's going to be though, Halichul Yir Acheres, let's say the Goyim took you out of your city and they deposited you, put you down in another city. Or else, Nesanu Bedir, they put you into a big caged like place that has four mechitzas around there. A Bisar, a big corral where they keep animals, but it's a big place that has mechitzas around there. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Azar Yomim, they both say that Malach is Kulei. And now that the Goyim put you down in another city, or, and Rashi says it means it has a mechitza around the city, or else they put you into this makam that has mechitzas, so even though it's much wider than 4 Amis, there's so areas considered like 4 Amis to you, that you're allowed to walk around this whole area since you're put inside a makam that has mechitzas. However, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, they both say no. Ein lo yela 4 Amis. You only have a right to walk 4 Amis since you're outside the tchum of your city, even though you're inside a makam that has mechitzas, still you cannot walk more than 4 Amis. Now the Mishnah says, Maisa once happened the case, Shabo mi Prandisim, that they came from this city, this place called Pravadisim, Fifligo Svinosa Mayom, and that the Svina left town on Shabbos. In other words, the Jews came on the ship before Shabbos, and then the ship took off on Shabbos, went Chutz L'Tchum. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, Hilchu Eskula. They yelled, even though the ship now on Shabbos goes Chutz L'Tchum, still you're allowed to walk all around the ship, because the ship has mechitzas. It's like learned before, if you're in a place that has mechitzas, you can walk all around it. It's like Dal Ramis. However, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Loi Zozo Mi Abamis, they yelled, no, that you're not allowed to walk outside your Paramis. Sherotz L'Achmer Al Atzman. They wanted to be machmir upon themselves, to be knowing not to walk outside your dal rams. Even though you're in a makam that has mechitzas, still you should not walk outside the dal rams. And the Gemara explains that the pshat that they want to be machmir, that even though mikra din they hold in a deer and a seer, you cannot walk, but a svina really would be better, because since a svina is always moving, so it's like you don't walk out of your first dal rams. But still, they wanted to be machmor on themselves not to walk more than Dal Ramis. Mishnah Beis, Pamachas, it once happened that the Chachamim were on the ship, and Nichnusu Lenomul Atche Choshcha. They did not come into the dock until it became Lel Shabbos, the first came in on Shabbos. So Amru Lel Gamil, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamil on the ship, Ma'anu Leirut, are we allowed to go off the ship on Shabbos? In other words, is it considered that we came from Chutz L'Tchum, that we can't walk more than Dal Ramis? Omalehen, he said back to them, Motorim Atem, yes, you're allowed to leave the ship on Shabbos. Why? Shekvar Hayisim Estakla, look through my, the Gemara says his binoculars, Vayinu B'toich HaTchum Ad Shaloich HaSheicha. He knew that even before Shkia came, they were already in the Tchum of the city. So therefore, they were Kaveya, the Shvisa there, and therefore, they're not going Chutz L'Tchum, they're allowed to walk around the whole city. They can leave the ship on Shabbos.
You're up to Mishnah Gimel. Misha Yotze Brishus, somebody who had permission to go outside the Tchum on Shabbos. Let's say he went for Bezdin, for Kiddush HaChodesh, to be Edis, or else to save somebody from a fire, or else for the army. The Omuloi, and when he was going on the road, people told him, Kfar Nasa Maisim, like the Edim already came to Bezdin, Bezdin was already in the Kiddush HaChodesh, or else they saved the army already. So, now he stops where he is. So Lachar is, even though he went outside of his tchum, Yesh lo yalpayim am lecharuach, where he is right now, he's like being kind of nushvisam, and he has a right to walk 2,000 amas from where he is right now. In other words, this is a kula midrabbanan. Since he went out for shus, we give him a new din shvisa where he is right now. Even though usually when you go outside of the tchum, that's it. You can't walk more than dalad amas. But here that you went out for shus, we let you go another 2,000 amas from where you are. In hoye b'toich tchum, let's say really you're still in the tchum of your city. So the locher is kilo layot, it's like you did not leave your city, and you have right to walk back into the city, and you have 2,000 amis from all sides of the city. And this is the klal, shakol hayot, some lahas, lover goes out to protect somebody, he went out for shoes to protect, so choyzulim kodma, they have a right to come back into their place. In other words, this is like another kula over here, that if they went out to fight, so they have a right to come back to their place, and the Gemara explains in these, even with the Kli Zion, the army man goes out to fight on Shabbos, so they'll have to come back with their guns. Mishnah Gimel. Mi sheyoshav baderech. Let's say somebody went to sleep on Erev Shabbos in the road, and it became ben hashmoshes, and he was still sleeping. The yomer, and he wakes up now. Varo, and he sees varehu samach lir, he's near the city. Like he was traveling to get to a city, and he went to sleep Friday afternoon, and by the time he wakes up, he sees he's near the city. So lochur is hoyuv loyosa kavnosa lekach. Since he did not have in mind, like, to go to the city, so lochur is lo yikonis, he's not allowed to go into the city. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, since he did not have in mind to be kainis shvis in the city, therefore we say rather he's kainis shvis exactly where he is right now, and he only has the right to walk 2,000 amas from where he is right now. Rabbi Yehuda says no, yikonis, he has the right to walk into the city, because like it's an anan sadi, we know he was going there, just he fell asleep. And it's for sure, if he would have known that he's near the city, he would have for sure had in mind to be kind of shvis in the city. Therefore, Abiyudi says he has a right to walk in and have a din as if he was kind of shvisa in the city, could walk 2,000 amis from any side of the city. Amr Abiyudi says, Maisi once happened hoyo, for nichnas Reb Tafan b'loy mischavin, Reb Tafan also was sleeping in the road, and when he woke up, he saw it was Shabbos, and he found out he was in the tchum of that city. So he has a lock as if he was kind of shvis, he had a right to walk into the city and be like Anshe Iran. Mishnah Dalet. Misha Yorshan Baderech. Somebody went to sleep on the road on Erev Shabbos. V'lo yodo shecho sheichen. He does not know that it was dark. And he woke up after Ben Hashmashos. So the question is he kind of shvis at all? So it says, Yesh layapayim am lecharuach. Yes, he's still kind of shvisam. And he has the right to walk 2,000 amis from where he is right now in any direction. These are words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The Chacham and the Chacham say though, Ein lo yela arba amis. No, he only has the right to walk 4 amis. Since he was sleeping, did not have in mind to be kind at all. He's not kind of shri, so he can't walk more than 4 amis. We have Lezer, and Lezer says, Who be emtzah, and he's in the middle of these 4 amis. Meaning to say, he has the right to go 2 amis to the right and 2 amis to the left. We have Yudah, and Yudah says, no, he has the right to choose whichever way he wants to walk, he can walk 4 amis. Well, my Rabbi Yudah agrees, though, Shimber lo shen yochel achsabai, that once he chooses one road, one way, that's the dalad amis, he cannot retract and go the other way, dalad amis. Mishneh Vav, hoyu shenayim, you have 2 people, miktas hamoysev shalzeh, betoich hamoysev shalzeh, like 2 people, that were outside the tchum, and each one only of them has 4 amas to walk. That's all. Let's say they're both sleeping outside, and according to Chum Shita, that you're not kind of shvit, so they only have right to walk dalad amas, and they're exactly, let's say, 6 amas apart. So each one shares the middle 2 amas. They both share. That's called miktas amoysa shazeh, but they're amoysa shazeh. So loch riz mevi'in v'yechlam b'yemtza. Both of them are allowed to bring their food into the middle 2 amis and they eat together. Obavad providing though, shalo yoytzizeh mitarch shalo l'tarch shechaveroi. The one on the right side cannot take the food from the middle one, from the left side one, and bring it all the way to his end 2 amis. But that's called he's taking it out of the tchum of the owner. Like the owner only has the right to walk 4 amis, not 6 amis. So his food cannot be taken out from his 4 amis. And the same with the other way also. What's going to be Hoyish Leisha? There were 3 people there. V'hem tzoi muvle b'neim. the two out ones were 8 amos apart, and in between there was one that had in the middle 4 amos. So lochri is hu muteri mohen. The middle one is muter teeth with the outer two, because out of his 4 amos, 2 was in the right side and 2 was in the left side. Vein muter mi mohen. Those two were also muter with him. But ushnei achitzonim, the two outside people, asurim zem zeh, they cannot carry food from one side to the other side. But they go both of them by them, since they're like 8 amos apart, their 4 amos do not meet one with the other. So the right side food cannot be taken to the left side. Amri Rabbi Shimon, Shimon tells like this, Lama Adavadim, what is this like? L'shalosh chatzeros, you have 3 courtyards, one inside the other. That hapsuchas luzu, they open up one to the other. Hapsuchas, each courtyard also opens up to Rishos Rabim, to Rishos Rabim. So you do not have to walk straight through, but you could walk. So lochot like this, Erevu shtayim imhan tzoyis, the outer two chatzeros made an erev with the middle one. Alokra is he muter simon, the middle one is muter to take out things to the right or to the left. And the hein muter simon, they're muter to bring their kelim into the middle one. But ushtayim machitzon is the two outer side chatzeros, is asurim zum zu, you're not allowed to take a kli from the outside chatzer to the right side chatzer and bring that kli into the left side chatzer. That's this alokra also, that the two outside ones are asurim zelazer, but the middle ones are muter. Mishneh Zayin. Somebody was walking on the road Erev Shabbos, and he was trying to go home, and he didn't make it, and he got stuck on the road. So he's outside the Tchum in the city. He realized, he recognized a tree down the road. Like God recognizes a wall down the road. And he says, Shrisasi Tachtov, the Mai Ashibikarin Shrisa, underneath that tree, which is exactly 2,000 amas from where he is. See, if he would be kind of Shavisa there, it would be great. He could walk there and from there another $2,000 to get home. So the Mishnah says, no, lo yom haklom, he did not say anything. The Morris says, because he was not Messiah Shavisos, he did not speak out clearly which Dalal Amos underneath the tree is he kind of. What's going to be if he said, though, Shavisos the Dikora, should be kind of Shavisa by the Iker of the tree, by the bark of the tree? That's called the Mokka Mesuyim. That we know exactly which Dalal Amos you mean. Therefore, the lochr is Mahalach Mimakim Ragla, you can walk from the place where your feet are, the Yadi Korai, until the Ikra of the tree, which is Apayim Amo. On the Korai, from the Ikra of the tree, the Yad Beis to your house, Apayim Amo. Nimta comes out, Mahalach Mishachashrech, you can walk from evening, Arbas, Alofim Amo, you can walk 4,000 Amos. Mishneches. In Meinoi Mak, let's say you're walking down the road and you do not recognize a tree down the road. Or you do not know clearly this halacha that you're allowed to say Yeshrisa should be down the road. The Yomer, instead you said, Shrisasi bimkaimi, I should be kind of Shrisa right now where I am right now, Vinash Mashais. So halacha is, Zachaloi mimkaim alpayim amalacharuach, Agulus, yes, he's kind of Shrisa, where he is, and he has the right to walk any place around him, 2,000 amas. As if it's a radius of a circle, 2,000 amas all around him. These are the words of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes. However, v'chomram v'chomram say, Murubas, no, we give him this alpayim amas as if it's a square. We make a square, 4,000 amas square around him. Ketav murubas, like a plank, a piece of wood that's square. Kedei she'en nisko l'zovis, he gains on the deal, and now if he wants to go diagonally, he go more than 2,000 amas. Because we know it's an extra 2/5 of an amma. So therefore, it could go much more than 2,000 amas diagonally. Mishneh Tes. Vizui she'omru. This that was said, the Chum say, that ha'oni mora baraglav. An oni means the person that's on the road right now, he's traveling, he doesn't have any bread with him. So he has the right to make an erev to say, shvisosi b'tachti, in the place where he is, that's called mora baraglav. Now, Oma Rabbi Remeya says back, Om Rabbi Meir, Onu Os, Ein Lonu El Oni. He holds only an Oni. The Chom Roni maker of an Oni could be make an Erev, we're regal. But if a person that's an Osher, means if you're back at home and you have bread, you still want to walk outside the city to be kind of Shvisa there, you can't be kind of Shvisa without having to put pass. Because Rabbi Meir holds, the Ik Erev is through a pass. The Roni maker by an Oni to go there with his feet. Rabbi Yudah says, Echad Oni v'Echad Osher, it doesn't make a difference whether you're Osher even though you have pas in your house, still if you want to walk outside the city and be there, ben hashmoshes, you can become a shvisa there. Because if you do the opposite way, that the yik eriv is the regal. Lo yomru morvim b'pas was only said they could use a pas el lohok l'alosha, it's a kula. That if you're rich, you don't have to walk out shlo yetziv yor baraglov. That you do not have to walk outside the city to be there with your feet. But it's enough to send the pas, to send your bread there before Shabbos. But that's a kula to say you can become a shvisa with your bread. If you do the yik eriv is the regal. Therefore, could make an Erev Tchumim just by being the Baragloi Ben Hashmashas. Mishneh Yud. Mishayotza Lelach Bir. Somebody was on his way traveling to go to the end of the city, like Shemorvim bought, that he had in mind to put an Erev down at the end of the city or to be there for Ben Hashmashas. While he was going on the way, people stopped him and said, listen, it's raining there, the bad weather, don't go there. Tomorrow this person is allowed to go there, because since he was on the road, he was on the way there, it's sort of like an oni, and if he said like he had daft to be kind of shvisa there, therefore he could be kind of shvisa there. But the chol b'nei'ir, the rest of the people in the city are asurim. The rest of the people in the city is sort of like an oshir, and they cannot make an eruv there unless they put a pas there. Since they did not put a pas down, their bread there, they cannot be kind of shvisa there. Dibur Rebbe, these words are Rebbe Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Rameya says, Ko Shuyokal Oriv, Lo Eriv, Harezer Chamo Gomel. Any person that could make an Eriv, but did not make an Eriv, he's stuck in between. And the Pshat from Rameya is, we have a suffix where he was Kerni Rishvisa. Again, this person was Holach Naderech, he went onto the road, but he did not speak out clearly, he wanted to be Kerni Rishvisa at the end of the road. And then he went back home. So according to Rameya, it's a suffix whether he had Das to be Kerni Rishvisa at the end of the road, or that he have daft to be kind of shvisa in his house. Therefore, we have a suffix where the Erev is, and if he has to be machmer, that he cannot go more than just in between his house and at the end of those 2,000 namas where the Erev would have been if he would have daft to be chal over there. Mishni b'mashenk, and according to the Tanakam review, do we say no, that since he was a hechzik b'derech, he for sure had daft, even though he didn't speak it out, it's considered as if he had daft to be kind of shvisa at the end of the road, and that's where he would be kind of the shvisa. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Misha Yotze Chutz LaTchum. Somebody went that walked out on Shabbos outside the Tchum of the city. He went more than the 2,000 Amos. Afilu Amachas, even he only walked one Amor outside the Tchum. He did it b'mezid. So Halacher is Lo Yikonis, that Halacher is now, you're not allowed to come into the city, you can't walk back into the Tchum. And you only have now 4 amis around where you are right now. And even if these 4 amis like come into the city, we do not let you go further than these 4 amis. Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer says, Shtayim, means if you went out of the Tchum 2 amis, so he owes a law called Yikonis, you're still allowed to come into the city. 2 amis outside is not so, 2 amis outside of Tchum, you can still come in. But Sholosh lo Yikonis, if you walk 3 amis outside the city, that's it. Then you're not allowed to come into the city anymore. That's called you went chutz l'tchum. In the loch, we do not pass like Reb Lezer, but his sheet is that a person has 4 amis, means 2 amis this way, 2 amis that way. Therefore, 2 amis, he still has the right to come in. Now the Mishnah says, Mi sheherchech chutz l'tchum. Let's say somebody became Shkia time, after Shkia, he was outside the city, he was chutz l'tchum at the beginning of Shabbos. Afilo ama achas, even though it's only 1 ama outside the Tchum of the city at the beginning of Shabbos, still, lo yikonis, he has no right to come into the city to become like Vinairoi, but rather he's currently shvisa there outside the city where he is, and he only has the right to walk 2,000 amis from where he was currently the shvisa, from where he was at the by Ben Hashmashas. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Neymar, Afilu Chamesh Esra Yamis, no, even though he's 15 amis outside of the city, the Tchum of the city, still, Yikonis, he has the right to come inside the city. What's the reason why? Shein hamo shoychois mamtzin esamidus b'fnei hatoyim, that the people, the surveyors that first put out the Eriv, they were not medagged, they did not put it exactly at the end of the 2,000 Amis, because people may make mistakes. So they always bring the Tchum in a little bit, like 15 Amis inside. So therefore, if you're only 15 Amis outside the place where they say is the tchum, so you're still really sitting inside the tchum of the city, therefore you wouldn't be allowed to walk inside the city. Yeah. Now we're up to Perek Chanishi. Mishnalef, Ketzad Ma'avrin Esorim. How do we make an Erev? Ma'avrin means, how do we measure the tchum of the city around the city? Like, where do we start counting the 2,000 Amos from? From which house at the end of the city do we start counting it from? So it says, what's going to be by the boundary there, let's say on the east side, so bayis nichnos, bayis yotzei, one house there comes in, one house goes out, and there's not a straight line on the east side or any side of the city. Or else pogam nichnas, pogam yotzei, means there's a pogam is also, there are like migdol, like towers sticking out, so one goes out, one goes in. Or else hoyisham gedudiyos, there were like mechitzos, there were like walls that were broken down, but some walls were still up. Gevoyis asar tfachim, they were tall 10 tfachim. Or else Yeshurim, they had bridges, and there was a little house where they collected the fee from the bridge. Or else in the foshas, by the Beisak forest, there was also binyan abayis built over there. Sheyesh ben beizdira, these things have a beizdira. So these things also extend the city, that we first start counting the 2,000 Amos after these Adirois. Therefore, how do we measure? So the Mishnah says, Moitzian es amid kenegdon. We take the string to make the straight long, to make the east side of the city, after the last house that has extended. The Yosa Noisa kenin tablam rubas. And from there we try and square it out, to make it like a perfect square, kadeshia niskeres azovius. That'll gain even the way of the corners. Like this would just be round. It's only radius all around of 2,000 Amos, not more. If you make it into a square, you gain the going diagonally on the corner to the corner of the square. It's really going more than 2,000 Amos. So whenever you make the tchum, you always make it a square, murubas, and not a circle around you. So the kids, any house that sticks out, as long as it's not 70 Amos away from the last house, so the string that we go straight along to make that line, the tchum, first starts from the extension of the uttermost house on that side. We draw a line straight across as if that's the end of the city. And from there we go further, 2,000 Amos. The emission of base. Noisnen kar feflir. When you start measuring the tchum outside the city, you do not start from the last house of the city, but rather from the last house, we give the shear of a kar feif, which is the shear of these 70 Amos, and 2/3 of an Amma. Outside the city, from there, we first start counting the Tchum. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chomer and the Chomer say no, that Le'omru Karfeif Elo Ben Shti Ayoris. It's only a question when you have two cities, one next to another. It's a question, could we combine them to make them into like one big city? So then the Chomer say, we give a Karfeif like outside one city, and outside the next city, we give them a karfif. Like the Mishnah says, in Yesh Lazu Shivanam of Yisharayim, Lazu Shivanam of Yisharayim, is I say karfif lishtayim liyas kachas. And then these two karfifs, we give each city one, it makes both cities like one. In other words, or just one city by itself, and you want to measure its tchum, you start right outside from the last house, you start measuring its tchum. That's what the tchum holds. When do we extend the city to give it another 70 Yamas outside the city? That's only a question of combining two cities together. If you have two cities, and there's only like 141 Yamas in between them, that 70 to this one and 70 to that one, 2/3 to 70 and 2/3 to each one, then we combine them and make it like one big city. But if you have more than that in between, then each city is like itself, it's not counting its own tchum right outside the city. Mishnah Gimel. The same thing applies, Shlesha Kforim HaMishloshim. You have three, like, towns, which are like a triangle. They're like a triangle away from the other. So it's like this, Im Yesh Ben Shneim HaChitzonim, Neya V'Yaboyim V'Yechor HaShlish, if there's in between the right one and the left one, again, you have one on top in between them, but between the bottom right and the bottom left, there's only 141 and a third Amis. So then also, I'm sorry, this middle one, Eshlosh to make like all three cities, Lios Kech would become like one big city. The Tchum first starts counting on the right side from outside the right city, and the left side outside the left city. So Gemara explains what we're talking about over here is like this, that the city above could be very wide. Now, the space below, between the two bottom cities, is wide enough that if we would bring that top city down in between them, still then, there would only be, that's like 70, like 141 amas on one side between those two cities, and 140 amas on the other side between the other two cities, that would be mitzarif to make them all like one big city. But like now, this third city is above the triangle, in between the bottom two cities are very, very far. There could be even a few hundred thousand amas in between. But as long as if we would look and consider the top city being brought down, how much space that takes up, then how much leftover space would there be between the two opposite cities, if between the right city and the middle city would only be 141, so we connect them to make them like one city. The same thing between the left city and the middle city would be also like that. We would connect all three cities to make them like one big city for the Tchum, that you can walk through all these three cities, and first outside them, so we start counting the Tchum of Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet. Ein Moidedin Ela V'Chevel Shachamish Mama. When you go outside the city to start counting the Tchum, the 2,000 Amis, so we measure it with a rope that's 50 Amis long. Loipachas Loyos, and they should not use shorter than that, and not use longer than that. But this is a good measurement that you could stretch it out to get the exact measurement. If it'll be too short, you'll stretch it out too much. If it'll be too long, you won't be able to stretch it out enough. So when you measure it, you have to use a rope 50 yamas long. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Now the Mishnah says, when they do measure with the rope, so you have one person this side, one person the other side, 50 yamas away, so they have to both have to hold the rope next to the opposite the, by their heart. So this way, it'll be a perfect measurement. Lafuki, not to be one by his foot and one up by his head, rather both should be holding it by their hearts. Let's say while they were measuring it, there was like a hill downwards. Lagai means like a valley, like a hole in the ground, or lagod, or else there was a fence coming up. So mavliya, you can include it in the regular measurement of the 50 yamis that you have the string. For chozla midas, and you go back to the regular measuring. In other words, pashut, what the Mishnah means, let's say there's a hole there, and one person standing on one side, the other one on the other side, the string of 50 yamis goes across, so you can measure it still with the string of 50 yamis. So we do not have to measure the going down and going up, but just we go straight across on top. And the finish here of Chesla Medasa, go back to your regular measuring, means even in the case where in the middle where you want to measure it, it's wider than 50 yamas. If you go along all the way on the right side, there's a place there that it's not so wide. And there you can measure with the string of 50 yamas. So what you do is you go all the way down to the side and measure it with this string of 50 yamas, which goes over this hole. And you measure there and then continue on measuring. And when you finally go through the whole hole, then you come back to the place where you want to continue on, going straight across. That's the lashon of mavliya v'chazle midosai. What's going to be hegil hor, when you measure and you come to a high mountain? So also, mavliya v'chazle midosai. If you could have one person on this side, one person on the other side, and it's not 50 yamas wide, so you do not have to measure going up and going down, but just measure going straight across, as if it's only the level of the ground of the mountain. But the Mishnah says, but providing, if you have to measure this mountain, and like now it's too wide, so you want to go on the side of the mountain and go way further outside the Tchum, and that's the way you measure it, that's no good. Because once you start to go outside the Tchum, even though you only want to measure it, and then come back in again, we're afraid people will think that the Tchum goes as far as you went. So therefore, if it goes chutz l'tchum, you cannot measure it like this. But what do you have to do like with Sunsi? The same thing, the main yochel of Liyoy. Let's say the mountain is more than 50 yamis, or else it's less than 50 yamis, that you cannot be mavlid, you cannot get it in one 50 yamis rope, you cannot measure it that way. So then, there's such a case, Omer Reb Doistov, Reb Doistov, he says, bar Rabbi Yana, name of Rabbi Yana, son of Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Rabbi Meir, name of Rabbi Meir, Shemat, you heard over, Shemekad Rim Bahorim. Allah Shalom, Mekad, like you make a hole in the mountain. The Mara explains, it means you have to measure the slope going upwards and the slope coming downwards. And how do you do it? You gain a little bit. You do not have to measure directly straight all the going up, but rather you have one person standing and he holds the string by his heart, by his lathe, and the person going up, four amas up, he holds the string by his feet. So you gain a little bit, a half of half the height of a person. So that's a little cooler we have by measuring this tchum, which is only with the rabbanim. But the Gemara says, but we have to measure as in orim miklat, whereas nisadi within the raisa, then we don't have this cooler, then we have to measure the string, stam going straight up and then coming down. Mishneh. Ein moidudin ele min amumcha. When you measure the tchum, it has to be done through a bucky. A person knows how to survey, knows how to measure karka. Mumcha means a person that's a bucky knows how to do it. What's going to be ribo lamakam echad umiyat lamakam acher? Let's say on two corners of a city they made the tchum, and one measuring came out a little bit longer than the other side. So we go lakula and give the longer measurement. That's the size of where the tchum really ends. So that's called Shemim Lamakim Shriva. The same thing, Riba Li'echad Amiyat Li'achar. Let's say two people measured it, and one person came out, this is the end of the Tchum, and another person came out a little bit further. So again, Shemim Limruba. Now go after the one that said the longer the distance, we go Lakula and say the distance of the Tchum is a little bit longer. Now the Mishnah says, Afilu Eved, even the Neved, Afilu Shivcha, Ne'monim Lermit, I believe to say, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. This is how far the Tchum Shabbos goes. Meaning to say, since this is to walk outside the tchum of Shabbos is only an issa the Rabbanon, therefore the Rabbanon went lekula here to believe even a eved, even a shivcha. There we believe them when they say that they saw the way a mumcha measured the tchum, and up until here ended the tchum, so we believe them. The emission of love. Ir shel yochid. A near that belonged to a yochid, meaning there's not that many people living there. Venasish a rabbin, and later a rabbin came in there. It was meant to be used by a lot of people, that's just 600,000 people. Halacha is still Marvin is kuloi. Let him make an Erev around the whole city, and there's no chumrim mid rabbanon to leave over something. Since at the beginning it was called the ir shel yochid, it's nicker, it's still called shel yochid. What's going to be though, the shel rabbin? Let's say the ir was first an ir shel rabbin. Means it belonged to a rabbin, there were a rabbin there. Then later, the people moved out. There's only a small amount of people there. Still, the takon applies of a marvin is kula. You're not allowed to be marv the whole city at one time together. Elim came unless, also chutzla kir chadosh shabyuda. You have to leave over outside it a city, a near chadosh like Yehuda. Mean to say, sheyesh bachemishim durin, divi rab Yehuda, these words of rab Yehuda. That you have to leave outside the city, or a part of the city, outside of your Erev, left over without your Erev, has to be at least 50 people. And Rashi explains, the Pshat is, if you have an Ir Shel Rabim, if you put an Erev around the whole city, people will think like you're allowed to carry through Shus Rabim. They'll forget about the Pshat of an Erev here, and they'll think it's time you're allowed to carry through Shus Rabim. So if there are Bona Me'at HaKona, that you cannot put the Erev around the whole city, but you have to leave part of it outside the Erev, as if the sense of people remember there is an issa not to carry on Shabbos. So how many people do you have to exclude from the Erev? So if you told it has to be 50 people, like this Erev Chadosh Hashem Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Sholosh Chatzeros, Shosh Nebatim is enough to have three Chatzeros, and each Chatzer, two houses open up to it. That's enough. But Allah, we hold even the Kulam, that even one Chatzer with one bias is also considered a Shia. Mishnah Zayin, Mi Shoy B'Mizrach, somebody was on the east side of the city, let's say, V'yomah Lebnoi told his son, Orav Li B'Marav, I want you to make an error for me on the west side of the city. Or else the opposite way, B'Marav, the person now is on the west side of the city, V'yomah Lebnoi told his son right before Shabbos, Orav Li B'Mizrach, go put the Erev outside before Shabbos on the east side of the city. So it depends. Im Yei Shem Menu Lebeit, let's say it's like a triangle. So now where the person is right now, there's 2,000 amas to his house, and he could walk home now, it's the beginning of Shabbos. But from where he's standing right now on the east side of the city to where he told his son to put it on the west side of the city, he's more than 2,000 amas away from that. So then the halacha is mutar l'veisa, he's allowed to walk home to his house, but v'yasa l'eruva, he cannot go to where the Erev is, because the Erev is more than 2,000 amas away from where he's standing right now. So pshat is the Erev where his son, where he told the son to put it, is not chal. Now the svar is, it's a numdin alike, we know for sure, on the tzad that is not chal, he would want to be home for Shabbos. So he says, sit as if he had us, that the Erev should be chal in his house, therefore his mutter to go to his house, and from there, he could go another 2,000 amas. What's going to be le'ruvei apayimama? To where his son put the Erev down, he's less than exactly 2,000 amas away. Well, the base up to get home to his house, yesamikan, it's more than 2,000 amas away. And so now it's the opposite way. Also the Beisai, he's not allowed to go to his house because that's more than 2,000 amas away. But a mutar le'eruvei, we say no, he has not. He wants the Erev where his son put it down to be chal, so chal she can go 2,000 amas there. Now the Mishnah says, ha'noisenes eruvei bibur shalir. Let's say he put down the Erev in the Yibur within the first 70 amas of the city. So lochur is lo'yosav le'klum, you didn't do anything. Because anyway we first start measuring the tchum of the city outside the Yibur, outside the 70 yamas. So you put down the Erev inside the 70 yamas, you don't gain anything. It's like you did not do an Erev at all. What's going to be though in the son of chutz l'tchum? You put the Erev down outside the tchum of the city. Or Mara says it means outside the Yibur of the city. Afilu ha'mach is even one amur outside. Then the klal is ma'shaniskarhu ma'fsid. What you gain on this side of the city, to be able to walk more on this side, you gain on the other side. In other words, let's say he puts his Erev like 100 amas outside of the Ibur. So he starts counting the 2,000 amas from there, so he can go an extra 100 amas this way. But he loses it the other way of the city, because the other way of the city, he loses 100 amas, he can only go 2,000 minus 100. So he gains on one side, he loses going the other way of the city, the other side of the city. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Anshe ir gedoyla, people living in a big city, mahalchen es kol ir katana. They're allowed to walk through the whole neighboring city, a small city. So the case we're talking about now is that the small city is like swallowed up in the tchum of the big city. In other words, people living in the big city, they're allowed to walk to this boundary, and from there another 2,000 amas. So the small city, let's say, is only 1,000 amas away from the big city, and those cities is only 500 amas wide. So that whole 500 amas wide is in the 2,000 amas of the city. So therefore, you're allowed to walk through the whole small city. And it's only considered like 4 amas to the big city, and they don't lose that tchum, like they walk up until that city, and then the whole 500 amas is considered like dalad amas, and outside that 500 amas, they continue counting another like 500 amas to be mashlim, their 2,000 amas outside the city. But the ein anshir katana, the people living in the small city, they cannot malchum gov, it's called Yirgadarlo, they cannot walk through the whole big city. But rather, they can only walk, they're a pine mama, that's all. They can only walk 2,000 amas outside the city. So if that tchum, the 2,000 amas end in the middle of the big city, they can only walk until there and not further. Okay, so the mission explains, Mi shoye birgadarlo, someone who's in the big city, v'nosan es eruba birgatan, and he puts Erev tchumim in the middle of the small city. Or else, bir katana, somebody living in the small city, v'nosa neseruvai bi'ir gedolin, he puts his Erev now, his tumatu tusudis, in the big city. So, lochur is mahalach as kula, he can walk through that city, whichever city he put his Erev in, that whole city is like his Dalad Amas. And he can walk through that whole city, v'chutzlan, outside the city, apayimam, he can walk outside the city, another apayimam. We have Akiva says, ein lo yelo, Mimkaim Eruve Apaimama. No, you only have right to walk from the place where your Erev is 2,000 amas. Like, even though the people from the small city put the Erev down in the middle of the big city, see, old, it's not considered now that you're mamish in that big city. And therefore, the whole big city is not like your Dalad Amas. Rather, wherever you put your Erev down, from that mokum, you have a right to walk 2,000 amas and not more. But Allah is not like Rabbi Kiva. We hold, you put your Erev down in the middle of the city, your kind of shvisa there, so the whole city is like your Dalad Amas. And outside that city, that's where you first start counting your 2,000 amos. Mishnah Tes. Omalem Rav Akiva says, don't you agree to me, somebody puts there in the middle of a cave, that you only have a right to walk from the place of your Erev 2,000 amos. And we do not consider the whole cave like your Dalad amos. Omruloi. So Rav Akiva said back, Amosai, when was this said? The Chum said back to Rav Akiva, Amosai, when do we agree to you? Bizman Shem Godurin, if in this cave people do not live there, then it's not considered like Dalad amos. Abu, but in the case we put it down in the city that Yesh Godurin people live there, then we say that whole city is like the Dalad amos. Malach has Kuli could walk through those city. The Chutz Laotzar Rapai Mama. Nimtza comes out, Kal Mitoicha Miagaba. It's more kal, it's more lenient inside than on top of it. In other words, if you put Yerev Begav inside the Mor, inside this cave, there it's, or Toichar, there it's a Mokam Bira. So you have the whole Mor, and outside it, another 2,000 Amos. If you only put Yerev down on top of it, there it's not a Mokam Bira. There you start counting Yerev from right there, not further. Now the Mishnah says, Ulamoide Chamru. That do we say when you start measuring out your 2,000 Amos past your Erev? Noisim lo yapayim, shafilu soif midos akolu b'mora. Now the pshat in this Mishnah, this goes according to Chomin. You know the Chom argument of Akiva and said, if you put Yerev down in the middle of the city, that whole city is like a Dalad amos, and you first start counting your Tchum outside the city. But here's the opposite way. Wherever you put Yerev down, you start counting now 2,000 Amos. Well, the mean you start counting from Yerev 2,000 Amos. So even though your measuring ends in the middle of a mor, in the middle of a cave, and even though that cave is a makam dira, still you cannot go throughout the whole cave. You only have 2,000 amos from the place where you put down Yerev, and not an amma more, you can't go further than those 2,000 amos, even though your 2,000 amos end in the middle of a makam dira. Well, the moidid, here you only have 2,000 and not more. Yeah, Perek Shishi. Mishnalov. Hador im hanopri b'chotzer. If a Jew lives with another guy in the same chotzer, oy imi shein moidiver, else you live with somebody that's not moid, does not admit to the loch of an erev, like a kusi or a kaifer. So hareza oisralov, they ask one on the other that now the Jew cannot carry out from his house into the chotzer because there is another person living in there also. So since he, even though he's a guy, still the Tanakam holds they ask the one on the other. I mean, Divrei Rav Meir. These are the words of Rav Meir. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Aymano, it depends. The Yoyla Mein Oyser, just one guy with one Jew did not become Oser. The Jew can still carry out from his house into the Chotzer. Achiyu Shnei Yisraelim Oysim Zelzeh. Until you have to have at least two Jews living together. That these two Jews ask one of the other without an Erev. Then if there's a guy there, the guy also asks on them. And then the Pshat is an Erev will not work alone. First you have to have schiris, you have to rent off the makam from the yagoi, and then you can make an error between you. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Omer Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says like this, that the Maisa once happened b'tzaduki yechid, with a tzaduki, shoye dari mona b'movi b'yushlayim, that used to live with us in the movi in Yerushalayim. Now a tzaduki, really he's a Jew, he's a Yisrael, just that they weren't lekabo the Torah Shabbat here. So really, it's a machlokes whether tzaduki has loch like a goy or not. And really, the Gemara says it was missing. That Tanakama holds that tzaduki is like a goy, that it does not help with bitul rishus, but it only helps if you rent his rishus from like we had before. Now, Rav Gamliel is arguing and saying no. Rav Gamliel holds that a tzaduki is not like a goy, and therefore tzaduki he could be mevatel his rishus. Except this halacha. Again, that there was Jews living in the Mavui, and one Tzaduki. The Yom Lono Abana, our father told us that Maru first, Voitziu was called Kedel La Mavui. In the case where this Tzaduki before Shabbos was like Mavatal, gave up his rights to the Mavui, to the other Jews. So, they did not rent it from him, but the only is Mavatal's wishes. So his father said, first, and take out the Kelim into the Mavui. Actually, Yoitzi V'yesrolechem, before this Tzaduki decides to change his mind, and if he chayes on his bitla, then he'll make it off so you can't carry there. But once we were machzik in the mavui, then it does not help anymore for this Tzaduki to be chayes to retract from his bitla. So once he's mavatla to us, and we were machzik there, then we have right to use the Mavi. Rav Yudah says, Voloshinach, a little different of Voloshin, that the father said, Maharu, fast, v'yasu tzorchechem amavi, do what you have to do in this Mavi, actually yoytzev yeslechem, before the Tzduki comes, and puts his things and makes it usher. But and the Gemara explains what Rav Yudah means to say is, Rav Yudah argues and says that Tzduki is like a goy and does not help a vitu rishus, and therefore what his father meant to say was, fast, use this mug, whatever you have to carry out things there, before the beginning of Shabbos, because once it becomes the beginning of the Shabbos, since you did not rent the rishus off this goy, off the Tzduki makes it usher on you, and your erev is no good. And what the Mishnah means, actually yoytzi, means before the end of Friday. Do what you have to do before the end of Friday, because then, as soon as it becomes the end of Friday, becomes Shabbos, the Yesra Lechem, the Tzduki, will make it also on you to carry there. Mishnah Gimel. Anshei Chotzer Sheshoch HaChechot Mehem V'loi Erev. Let's see, you have a few people using this Chotzer. There are a few Batim houses opening up into the same Chotzer. So in order to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, you have to make an Erev Chatzeris. And let's say now one person forgot to make an Erev. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking about in the case now, that this person that forgot to make the Erev, he was Mevatel, his Rishus, of his Chotzer, to the other people. And he was not Mevatel, the Rishus of his Bayis, only the Rishus of that he has in the Chotzer is Mevatel to the rest of the Bnei Chotzer. So therefore the Mishnah says, Beisei Oser, his house, it's also to carry out nobody's allowed to carry anything out from his house into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into the house. Like we just said, since he was not mevatel his bias still belongs to him, and he was not mishtatif with the erev. Therefore, it's also for him or for anybody to carry out or in from his house into the chotzer. But v'shelohem, what about the rest of the people in the chotzer, their houses? Mutorim loyvelhem. They, or else even this person, is allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer, because this person does not answer on them, since he was mevatel his rishus in the chotzer to the other people. So therefore, the erev helps for the other ones. So everybody else in this chotzer is allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. What's going to be nosnu loy rishuson? Let's say the other people in the chotzer, they were mevatel their rishus to this one person. Even though they were rabbim, and this one person is only one that forgot to make the erev, still these other four or five people, they're mevatel, they're rishus in the chotzer to this one person. So locher is hu mutter. He is now allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer, because the chotzer is only to him. But vehein asurin, they are also, they're not allowed to carry in or out from the houses into the chotzer. And they cannot even carry from his house into the chotzer. The Gemara explains, because we do not say like these four or five people should be an Urich, should be a guest by this one person. So if only the one person himself is allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer, but nobody else is allowed to. What's going to be Hoyishnayim? Let's say there were two people that forgot to make an Erev in the Chotzer, and the rest of the Bnei Chotzer made an Erev together. What happened was now, they were Mevatel, their Rishus to these two people. That's called Hoyishnayim. And now the rest of the Bnei Chotzer Mevatel, they were shuv to these two people. So locher is oisim zel zeh. Still they ask one of the other, because since these two people did not make an Erev, so it's not worse if they'll only be, if as if it would only be these two people in the Chotzer. And if two people that share a Chotzer did not make an Erev, they can't carry out from their house into the Chotzer. So even though now you have four or five other people, and they are Mevatel, they were shuv to these two people, but still the mice, you have these two people without an Erev, therefore, there are Eisrim Zelzeh. And the klal is, She'echad Noisim Rishus V'Noisim Rishus. If you want to give it to one person, you can mevatel all your Rishus to one person, or one person can mevatel his Rishus to other people, that's good. And therefore, it's mut to carry in the Chotzer. But Shnayim, when you have two people that have to be mevatel their Rishus, so Lohar is Noisim Rishus. Two people can mevatel their Rishus to somebody else, and then somebody else is allowed to carry in this Chotzer. But v'yein noitlin rishus, you have no way that other people should be mevatel their rishus in the chotzer to two people. Because since it ends up that two people have a right to this chotzer, and these two people did not make an erev, one asks on the other, they cannot carry from the house into the chotzer. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. name is sign oisnim rishus, if a person wants to be mevatel his rishus, at what point does he have to be mevatel his rishus to make the other people muta to carry? So Beishami, Omer Beishami says, Evoidjoin, you have to be mevatel your rishus before Shabbos, because he holds bitter rishus is like an Erev, it has to be done before the beginning of Shabbos. Ubeisil, Omer Beisil says, don't know, Mishech HaShech, you can be mevatel your rishus even at night time, because he holds that a bitter rishus is not mitam Erev, Kamalochi mevatel rishus, like you're not there anymore, you misalik yourself, therefore you're allowed to misalik yourself even on Shabbos. Mi shenosan rishusoi v'hoitzi, somebody is mevatel his rishus to the other people in the chotzer, and now v'hoitzi, he started to take out the kelim from his own house into the chotzer, meaning he was machzik in the chotzer now. So bein b'shoyu, whether he did this by mistake, bein b'mezid, hareza oitzer, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that if he went and was machzik back in his chotzer, he takes back what he gave away, and now it becomes also for them to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Even though it did it be shaygig, the Gemara says, because these guys there, shaygig got to mezid. Reb Yudah says, b'mezid ois ifi, went and put out his things from his house into the chotzer, b'mezid willingly, that means he's showing us he wants to be chotzer from his bittul, and then he makes it also. But b'shaygig did it by mistake, then we say, ain oisir, does not ask on the other people, because that's not fit, he was chayzer from his bitl is still chal. And we pass him a kula, like Reb Yudah, only the mezid it's also, but not b'shegeg.
Yeah, Mishnehei, bal habayis shor yeshutef lashchenim, a bal habos that was in partnership with his neighbors in the same chotzer, let's say with two houses or three houses opened up into the same chotzer, so normally you have to make an erev chatzeres. You have to collect some food from each one of the batim. But here, the bala batim were a shutif, were partners, lezebiyan, they both shared wine together. So, lochris, enim, tzvichim, lorav, they don't have to make another erev chateros. This wine that they own the shutfis, since both of them own it together, that is the erev. What's going to be lezebiyan, lezebishemin? One owns wine, one owns oil. Now, let's say there are three people here. And the middle one was a shutuf with the right one in wine, and there was a shutuf with the left one with oil. So locher is now, tzarichim lorav, they have to put an erev down to collect together, because since it's two separate minyan, it's not mitzarev, doesn't become like one. Rabbi Shimon says, echod zeh, v'echod zeh, einam tzarichim lorav. No, even though one with one person is a shutuf in wine, and the other one is a partner in oil, you do not have to have another erev. He holds, because the since they have a shutfa, since they're partners together, that's enough for an erev. But Allah is not like Rav Shimon. Mishnah Vov. Chomesh chaburis, sheshov subutrak lenechod. You have five chaburis, means like five families, they were living in one big palace, one big room. And they had divisions in between, like curtains in between. So Beishami says, erev lecho chabur v'chabura. Like each family has to have its own erev. If you want to be able to carry out now from the Trachten into the Chotzer, since there are five families living there, so it's still like five different houses, and you have to have a separate Erev from each one of them. Ubeisilah Mesil says, no, Erev Echel Akulin. One Erev helps for everyone. It's still like all five are living together, and all you have to take is just one Erev from all of them to Mishtatah for the rest of the people in the Chotzer. Umoidim, they both agree, Ubeisil agrees, Bizman Shemitzos and Shruyin Bechadorim, Oibalias, like Basil agrees, let's say his families are sleeping in different rooms, a real different room, not just on the curtain, or else Oibalias, one upstairs, one downstairs, Shein Tzrich and Erev Lechol Chabura Vechabura, then each family needs its own Chabura, that's considered a separate Dirin. Mishnah Zayin, Ho'achin Hashutfin Shoy Oichlen Hashuchen Aviyim, two brothers, they were like Shutfin that used to eat together on the father's table. But the Yishan Bevatayim, each one had its own house in the Chotzer. They slept home in their separate houses in the Chotzer. So Lochris, Tzrichim, Eru, Lecholechad, Yechad. You have to collect an Eru from each one of these brothers, since they sleep home, and the Gemara says really the case is, they eat home also, just they get the money from the father. So they're called separate Diurin, and therefore the Yasser in the Chotzer, and therefore you have to make an Eru in order to be able to carry out from the houses into the Chotzer. The figure, therefore, im shokach echemem le'erev, let's say one of them forgot to make an erev before Shabbos, so mevatel es rishus, he has a right to mevatel es rishus to the other brothers.
Amosai, when do we say this? They have to make an Eruv. Bizman Shemalichin Eruvim Bemokamachar. If they are taking the Eruv now and putting it in another place, because they want to be Mishtate for the rest of the Chotz and put the Eruv down in a different house, then you have to collect from the brothers. Avlemoy Eruv Bu Etzlon. Let's have a care. There are other people in the Chotzer. They're bringing the Eruv from their house into this house over here. Then you don't have to have a separate Eruv. It's enough one for the brothers. Nobody else lives in the Chotzer, just the brothers and the father. And in Tzrichon Erev, then you do not have to have an Erev. There's nobody else there, just they themselves. Since Lamaisa, it's one family, and they get their money from the father, that is Mitzvah of them together. And suddenly when you have other people here, so the Gemara says, Asra v'migu. Migu that the other people ask on them, then you also ask one on the other. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Chomesh Chatzeros Psucha Zulazu. You have five different chotzes, one after another. Again, a chotz is used at the yard that houses open up into. And these chatzerim had a door one to the other. And there also had another door opening in the front of it into the alleyway, into the movi. The law goes like this. Let's say they only collected an Erev for the chatzeris, but they did not make a shtufim mivoyis to be able to carry out from the chotzer into the movi. So law is mutarim b'chatzeris. Yasurim b'movi and Echanami. In order to be able to carry in the movi, you have to have an eruvi shtufa mevoyis. So even though here they have an eruvi chatzeris, that's only matter them to carry into that from the house into the chotzer, but not from the chotzer into the movi. Vesnabiv yim nishtat for the movi. Let's say they made a shtufa mevoyis, they collected together. Then the loch is matorim kan v'kan. They're allowed to carry even in the chotzer. So more yisafestiri here at smash my shtufa mevoyis alone is enough. Without an Eruv Chatzeris, and we just said before, you have to have a vote. The more answer the Gersa should have been, Vim Nishtat Fu Nami V'movi. If you did both, you had an Eruv Chatzeris with the Shtufim Yavoyis, then you would turn to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, into the Movi, into the alleyway. What's going to be Eruv Chatzeris? They collected an Eruv for the Chatzeris together, and also the Nishtat Fu V'movi, they collected another Shituf, and they put it down in the chotzer in order to be able to carry out from the chotzer into the movi. Now, one of the people living in the chotzer forgot and did not make an error, not meshtat of an error chatzeris. Loch restul mekorn lekan lekan. Since there's a shtufa mevoyis here, there's still all a lot of carry one to the other. What's going to be the opposite when the movi when to start for one of the people in the movi forgot one of the chatzerim like forgot to meshtat in the shtufa mevoyis? So locher is then mutarim bechatzeris. They're allowed to carry out from the chotzer because they have an eruv bechatzeris over here. But the asurim b'movi, they're all not allowed to carry out into the from the chotzer into the movi since you have one that asks one did not mishtatef in that shtufim mevoyis. And the klal is shaham movi lechatzeris because the movi is to the chotzer the same way the chotzer batim like a chotzer is to the batim that the asa one on the other. So the movi also the asa one on the other. If one forgot to make the shtufim mevoyis, it becomes also. In other words, the klal is like this, that when you have, usually you have a house, and a few houses open up into the same chotzer. So in order to carry from the house into the chotzer, you have to have an eruv chatzeris. And then to carry out from the chotzer into the mavui, you have to have a shtufa mavoyis to collect together food and put it into one of the chatzerim. Alright, we'll stop there, continue on the next tape.